Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. The first one is where you can find all the things that we do here every day on the show and lots of other stuff, including our blog and our newsletter, which you can subscribe to every week. But, I mean, I should say anytime you want, and we send it to you once a week. The blog is updated every weekday. You got thousands of articles, thousands of archives, hundreds of Brain Trust members, lots and lots of stuff, and it's all free, no barrier to entry. If you show up, we'll let you hang out with us. And then, our, of course, our knowledge base, askjim.biz, where you can get small business answers now. We got Kim Castle with us, ladies and gentlemen. Kim is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. She's co-founder of Brand U Workshop and the and co-author of Brand U Bible. She's, as you can tell, one of our branding experts. Kim, welcome back to the show.
Jim, it's always a joy to get up early with you.
It's good to have you here. Kim, you are out there in the marketplace, toiling the branding in the branding fields. You focus on branding for small business. You're talking to small business owners all over the country, individually and as groups when you do your speaking. And you're talking to them about the concept of branding. You're evangelizing branding as an important fundamental, not just a best practice, mm-hmm. but more than that, a fundamental. One of the fundamentals, like, you know, you got to have financial statements, you got to do marketing, you got to hire good people, you got to take care of your customers, and you got to have branding. It's one of the essential brands. And I know you're doing that out there. When you talk about these things, and you look in the eyes of small business owners, what do you see?
Well, I see their excitement about the possibility of brand creation, but I'm also finding, Jim, that very often they still don't quite get how it really applies to them.
Are you saying they're like the dog who chased a car and caught it and then said, "Now I got it. What do I do with it?"
What do I do? Or yeah, exactly. It's like they very often because branding is so. It's such a strategic approach to your business, and this is one of the mistakes that we see people making, is they're wanting the big picture, they want the big results, but they're taking short-term action. So they're doing the short-term tactics, but they're wanting that long-term effect. They want the big money. They want the customers to be attracted to them.
Yeah.
And they can't quite understand. From a strategy point of view, how branding really helps them. So instead
of letting,
do
you think it's because branding is a way of life and not a means to an end?
Yeah.
And their world is more of a means to an end world. In other words, it's the alligator that's eating them today, not the big pond that they're trying to build for a year from now.
Yeah, I absolutely agree. I think because most people are making very critical decisions for their business about the very step that they're already standing on. So,
mm-hmm.
it's hard to get off of that path.
It's hard to think about draining the swamp. To use that metaphor again, it's hard to be thinking about draining the swamp when you got alligators eating on you right now.
Absolutely, and that's really why I'm an advocate for branding to loosen people's grip on the day to day. If you mm-hmm. You're only concerned about the day to day, you'll only be stuck in the day to day.
Well, here's the thing I like to remind people about as a default position for me. When I talk about branding, and my audience, you know, they roll their eyes when they hear that a branding expert's coming on, because they know this is one of my huge soapboxes. I've been talking about it for years, and that is that you have a brand. I don't care how big your business is. I don't care how old it is. I don't care what you're doing. You have a brand. Here's the only question: who's going to define that brand?
Yeah.
Is it going to be you, or is it going to be your competitor?
Yeah, or I would also take it even further. A brand happens. Are you gonna be in control, in command to make it happen, or is it gonna happen to you? Kind of like that bumper sticker.
Well, it's like you know, if you make a baby, you know, if that baby stays healthy, they're gonna grow up. The question is, are you gonna have any influence over it or not?
Yeah, exactly.
And it's the way it is, isn't it? So how do we fix this? How do we get the lights in their eyes about being excited about branding to turn into execution?
Well, there's two things. The first thing that I think is important in terms of the vision of a business is I see that there very often small business owner, the term small business owner and entrepreneur is getting put in the same identifier as if it's the same thing. And as I go out and I really speak...
There is a debate out there, by the way, and I've had this debate. I've been involved in these debates about whether there is a difference.
And I've been finding that really there is a huge difference, and I'll share with it, is that a small business owner is typically in business to survive. A small business owner is concerned the day-to-day in surviving and thus keeping their business small. Mm-hmm. An entrepreneur is in business for freedom.
Yep.
So they have the capacity to step back and have a bigger vision of their business, and it's in that space that really where a branding can really take hold, because you've given yourself the vision of going, I'm not just here in business to survive.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in here in business to create freedom for myself, for my family, for whomever.
Well, one of the things I wrote an article about this, and it was about it's what I called the two kinds of entrepreneurial desire. One kind is the kind is an entrepreneurial desire to do something entrepreneurial. I don't like my boss. I want to own my own business. I want to make a lot of money. I can't wait to have my own business and not have to take orders from anybody and take off whenever I want. Blah blah blah. That's the desire to do something entrepreneurial.
Mm-hmm.
The other entrepreneurial desire is the desire to be entrepreneurial. And I think that's what you're talking about, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So,
Because the be entrepreneurial person who wants to be entrepreneurial, that person will they'll be successful one day. Even if they fail today in what they're doing right now, they'll be successful later on. But if you want to do something entrepreneurial, you're probably not going to make it past the first little bump. We're going to be right back and continue our visit with Kim Castle. She's going to talk to us some more about her ideas on small business and entrepreneurial branding right after these messages. It's 20 after. Stay with us.
And the land is dark, and the moon is the only light we'll see. No, I won't be afraid. Oh, I won't.
Welcome back.
Afraid.
23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame. We're visiting with our good friend Kim Castle. We're talking about branding, your brand, you actually. Kim, give us your website, please.
www.brandu, the letter U, .com.
All right, and we can find out more about your book there?
Yes, all of our things are programmed.
And all the other stuff there, yeah.
Exactly.
So check that out, folks. A lot of good stuff on branding, and I encourage you to check that out. Kim, we're talking about whether you brand yourself as a small business owner or as an entrepreneur. And even though you know, I'm a little squishy on differentiating all that much between a small business owner or an entrepreneur, I think for your purposes it's quite a good idea to say, okay, how do I think about myself? Do I think about myself as just the owner of a business, or do I think of myself as somebody who is out there open to the possibilities of the next step, you know, and moving to the next level? What do you think, Kim?
Absolutely. It's that space between taking the step that you're on and where you're really going to, and giving yourself, and really being clear of where you're going to and why you're in business and what's driving you, that really makes all the difference. And I think when people call themselves a small business owner, when they're really, it's like they're pigeonholing themselves into that space of being small, rather than creating their business with the possibility of being more. So that's always a choice. And very often, Jim, I find, you know, like, remember the movie Jerry Maguire when she said,
oh,
you
yeah.
had me at hello.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I think I lose a lot of small business owners with big. because big really is not how big of an office you have or how many people work for you or actually how much money you make. Big, when I talk about big, it's really how much of an impact that you want to make on people's lives.
Mm-hmm.
To really think about about your business in terms of how much of an impact do you really want to have on people's lives, and the more impact you have, the more money you make.
So you're saying that when, as a small business owner, as an entrepreneur, we shouldn't just think about selling products and making a profit and making more money, you know, because when we're gone, nobody's going to remember that.
No, I love the quote. Maya Angelou says, you know, people will forget what you do, people will forget what you say, but they'll never forget how you made them feel.
Right. I like that. Say that again.
People will forget what you do, and people will forget what you say, but people will never forget how you made them feel.
Yeah. Maya Angelou. Yeah, I heard her speak once, and it was very memorable.
Yeah.
And I think that's exactly right. And so how does that fit into the whole branding theme?
Well, really, when you really step into the space of looking at the whole of your business, you're in control of every aspect of it, including how you make your customers feel again and again and again and again. And that's really why Starbucks can charge $5 for a cup of coffee and we stand in line to pay it.
And a brand relationship that you have with your customers, the ding in your brand that customers have, is nothing if it's not a feeling that they have about you, is it?
It's absolutely. It is an ongoing feeling. And another mistake I see, Jim, that small business owners make is that they think the thing they're selling is the thing they're selling. Like,
yeah.
If they're selling pens, they think they're selling pens.
They don't realize they're in the commodity business, do they?
Yeah, exactly. They're in that commodity business and wondering why they're having to go head-to-head on price and keep lowering their price.
They don't realize the price war is over and we lost, do they?
Exactly. But when you start selling a feeling, you will always win.
People will pay more for feelings, won't they?
Yes, they will.
See, that's what I say. That's what I mean when I talk folks about giving. Don't give people what they need. What they need is a commodity. Give them what they want, because what they want is customization. What they want is special. What they want is for you to remember them. What they want is what I call, Kim, anywhere from a little bit more to everything.
Yes.
And in that real estate between a little bit more and everything, that's where small business branding lies.
Absolutely. It really, really does. And it seems so hard to do because it seems so inclusive, you know, so huge, but it really isn't if it's broken down into components. And when we approach branding, we even step even back and we go, okay, let's look at the idea of your business. Make sure it's a sound business. What's your vision? What's the revenue model? What is the direct path of money? Before we even step into the brand perspective in terms of what it's called, what's the experience, what's the communication of that business. And then after you have that down, then we move into the power in the market of actually from a brand's perspective, preparing your business for marketing.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really, when you break it down like that, it is so much easier to do. And because we're process-driven, anybody can do it.
Absolutely. Kim, I got 30 seconds. Your last thoughts.
I would say the first thing to do, especially as we're moving into the holiday, is start paying attention to things that you buy and start asking yourself why. The things that you buy without even thinking, because that same power you can apply to your business. So stop making the mistake of letting brands work on you. Start putting the power of a brand in you.
I like that. Give us the website again, please.
It's brandview.com, and they can get a report, the 15 mistakes that kill business success, at 15mistakes.com.
15mistakes.com, and that's free, right?
Absolutely.
We like free things. Hey, thanks, Kim, for being here. Good job today. See you next time. got to take a quick break. Right back with our good friend Jorian Clark right after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.